9:16. Got a partly to mostly cloudy sky and 30 degrees. I've been looking forward to this segment all morning. As I always do, anytime you mention NDSES Culinary, Kyle Armitage, and program coordinator for the Culinary Arts Department. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know I always love having you come in here because you always bring goodies.
I do bring some treats along the way. I'm surprised I don't have a daily segment or something.
Well, I'll give you one if you could keep this up. What did you bring us today?
Yeah, so I brought in a little taste of what we're doing in the program this semester. I brought you our house cornbread that we serve at our 6th Street Eatery, the student restaurant.
Well, and that's what we're here to talk about, 6th Street Eatery, and I love this note you sent us, too, because you get this all the time when you're out in the public, and like you say, when you're in uniform, people ask.
Yeah, it's hard to miss me in the chef clothes. I think a lot of people know me as I walk around that guy in the chef coat, and they always say, hey, when does the program do those meals? And I thought, let's get out there, talk a little bit about when we do. It's happening right now.
So we
start in January. We run through about the middle of March, almost every Tuesday and Thursday evening from 5 to 7. And we love the support that the community gives us, but I think it's time that those people that say, hey, when's that meal? Hey, check it out.
Show up.
You know, get a reservation and come on in. We'd love to see you.
So, Kyle, let's cover the menu. You brought this in. I haven't had a chance to look it over.
Yeah.
What does the menu consist of?
Yeah, so each year it's a little bit different. The menus take on the DNA of the course, of the students that are there and kind of their direction. So this year we're focusing on kind of Southern food. We're calling it the 6th Street South House.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, so we're taking a little trip around the Southern United States. So we have a little bit of Texas, Louisiana, Carolina, Kansas influence in that menu, and you can get everything from seafood steaks, ribs, brisket, pulled pork, even some gumbo and jambalaya.
And fried catfish.
I'm
looking at that here, too.
Definitely. Yeah, there's a lot of good menu items. I would say some of the more popular ones that we're starting to highlight now is that brisket's really, really popular. I like the fried platter. Mm-hmm. So you get fried green tomatoes, okra, and hush puppies, which maybe a lot of people haven't had the opportunity to try, so it's a good kind of sampler to start with.
What's your favorite food out there of all time, if you could pick just one?
Oh, yeah, that's like
that's a tough
asking,
question.
You know, what's my favorite child? You know, it depends on who's
right.
The season. And
right.
No. I'm a sucker for Italian food.
Okay.
I really, really like that. But for me, it really follows the season. So right now, it's soup season in our house.
Sure.
We do a lot of soups and that kind of stuff. In the summer, I love to garden. So lots of fresh stuff in the summertime. Lettuce, salad, greens, beans, all of that kind of stuff.
Anything better on a cold day than soup?
I can't think of it at all.
Right there with you. So when you come up with a menu like this, and you said you kind of got a Southern theme going on, Is this from the students? Do you decide this? Where does this originate?
Yeah, so this comes from the students. We really focus on allowing the students to develop this from the ground up. So we start everything from who are we? What's our mission statement? How do we do that? What's our demographics? Who's our customers? Who's going to come in? How are they going to support us? And then everything from that menu development. So last year was different than this year. This year will be different than next year. So the menu takes on that DNA of those students, and they do it from the ground up, from writing the menus, pricing them, costing them, and then even working with the customers as they come in.
Kyle, let's talk a minute about placement, because NDSES got one of the best placement programs too. And I would imagine in culinary, you've seen some of your graduating students go on to bigger things.
Yeah, I like to say right now it's kind of the gold rush for culinary jobs. They have kind of the pick of the litter. You know, obviously within the Twin Towns here, we have great support from our businesses that take our students on, but they also have the opportunity to travel and see the sites and do different things. So we have students placed everywhere from, you know, D.C. to Philadelphia to Las Vegas to California.
Wow.
California, Florida, but also in our local communities, you know, Grand Forks and Bismarck and Fargo and the Twin Towns here. So
have you always been a foodie? Is that something that developed when you were a kid?
Yeah, so I was always hungry. I think that really helped. I don't know if that's ever ended.
Yeah,
I kind of had that thing. My parents sat me down and had the big talk about what do you want to do with the rest of your life?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I'm 5 years old. I have no idea. No, it wasn't that early. But no, it was one of those things I like. I really like cooking. I cooked a lot with my grandma. My dad cooked a lot for us. My mom's a great cook. So I kind of went that way and got my first job in a restaurant at 15 and never turned back.
So it's in your DNA.
It
definitely.
Is. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, and then I took foods classes in high school because I was hungry, you know, as a growing boy. And then I was like, well, I'm here for life.
Oh, man. Sixth Street Eatery, Kyle. Let's cover this again. When are you open?
Yeah, so Tuesdays and Thursdays, we do have reservations for tomorrow, still open, as well as Thursday. We do take reservation only. We try to control that environment a little bit so the students aren't overwhelmed and it's a good experience for them as well as our customers.
Sure.
So they can give us a call to make a reservation at 701-671-2405.
Okay.
Reservations open up a week before you want to get in. If you're wondering what the menu is, jump online, ndscs.edu/6th Street Eatery. That'll keep you up to date. We have a Facebook group too, 6th Street Eatery. We're doing live videos and pictures of the food and that kind of thing. It's really a great opportunity to do you know, kind of do the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Get in there, be part of that active classroom, see what students are doing, see that learning, and participate in and have some great food.
Right. You are so passionate about this. I love having you come in here and talk.
Yeah,
and thank you for the cornbread, my friend.
I hope you enjoy it.
Do I have to share?
Does you have a lock on your door? I guess you could.
I'm going to have a hard time keeping that away from staff, believe me.
Great.
Kyle, thanks for stopping in. Anytime you need anything, always an open door for culinary
arts. We appreciate it. We hope to see everybody there. Any questions, comments, give us a call. We're always here to help you understand what we're doing, and we'd love to see you there. Thanks for having me in.
Kyle Armitage, Program Coordinator for the Culinary Arts Department at NNDSCS. It's 923 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.